There you go. Okay.
Mem tes alif
Mem tes alif.
through and including vav.
Oh, not so long. Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Simin mem
Better make up
tes.
for last night.
Dine birchas hayayin u birchas hatoiva meitiv uvoi tes vav tes zayin seifim. Had the bracha on yayin and fine. Al yayin mevorchem bari pri agofen. On yayin, you make a bari pri agofen. Right? Ulacharov ala gefen. And afterwards, you make ala gefen. That's because wine is considered a very chash of a drink. Bein chiluk b'yayin, and there's no difference by wine, afilu hu adayin toisis, even if it's still bubbling, meaning it's still fermenting. So it hasn't even really hit the wine stage yet. You still make on bari pri agofen, afilu zav me'atzmoy. And even if you didn't press the grapes, you just let it flow out by itself, a filu yayin mevushel, even yayin that's cooked, which means a lot less chashuv. Oi, kunditin. Kunditin is a type of mix, right? Dahainu, shenasu, l'soichet, d'vashu, b'samim, you put honey and b'samim in there, right? Oi, lana, shuhumar, or that lana, we had that last week, that's the wormwood, which is bitter, a filu yayin meriach, k'chaimetz, and even if the wine smells like vinegar, kivin sheyesh le'tam yayin, since it tastes like wine, havi yayin l'inyan bracha, that is considered wine for a bracha. Aval im neschametz be'inyan sheyesh b'nei adam shenimnoin lishtoisim b'nei chametzasai. But if the wine goes bad in a way that people are not going to drink it because of that, then yesh safek b'brachasai, that's a safek brachas. V'av sheyachol levarach b'tchilasai sha'akol. Even though you can make b'tchilasai sha'akol, adayin yesh safek b'bracha achrayna, you still have. Meaning, you can make a bracha shakol, it's no worse than any other drink, but you can have a suffic bracha achrayna. Right? Don't drink it. If you want to have this stuff, so then make the bracha on regular, legit wine. And that's it. Fine. Base. Meaning, the point is that just because you want to drink something, if you're not sure what the bracha is, so. Unless it's a real requirement to have it, he's saying don't have it, right? Sometimes the halachas can dictate to us our eating habits. If these seeds that yayin was that came out of it, rak al yedei dricha, only if you pressed it, v'loy netzu beis habad, but they were not pressed in a beis habad. Right? Mayim, so if you put water onto them, which will make it now, it'll pull out the taste of the wine. Even meaning, let's say you put in 3 ounces of water into these grapes, and then you measure it, and it's still 3 ounces of water, but now it looks purple. Even if you find less water. Which means that l'chari, you have no grape juice in here whatsoever. Mikol makom im tama, if you taste this mixture, im tama yain, if it tastes like wine, then you make a bari pri agafen. All right? Because it went into the water. Aval im netzu chatzana beis habad, but if they were pressed in a beis habad, in a wine press, ba'achar kach nasnu aleihem mayim, and then you take the junk and you pour water on it. Aisha nasna mayim al shimre yain, or you pour the water onto the junk from the wine, eina ella kamayim, then it only has a din of water. All right? Because there's not enough taste. So basically, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is that if the water was poured over stuff that wasn't professionally squeezed, so then even if you come out with the same amount of water that it went in, it's still you still make a better pair of government. But if it wasn't professionally, then not. Then it meaning if it well, I'm sorry, if it was done professionally, then you would not make a better pair of government on the mixture of water. Gimel. Yain shenasar b'mayim. Let's say you have wine mixed with water. Im ein b'yain ela echad mishisha chalakim shebemayim. If there's only one part wine to six parts water, v'aday batal yain, the yain is batal. Right? And that's even if you could taste the wine. Ve'ena rak kamayim, it has a din of mayim. V'yesh bo yayin yosa, if it has more than one sixth of wine, im derech anshei ha'makom limzagoyse kol kach v'lishtos v'makom yayin, if it's the derech of the people of that place to pour it, to mix it, so much, and they drink it in place of yayin, and then you would make a bar priya gofen. And afterwards ala gefen vim loy, and if not, but if, meaning if people don't drink it, then batla daitai, his das is batal to everybody else, even though he drinks it as wine. But since the majority of people don't drink it as wine, so he can't. All right, now, this is very negeya to kedem light grape juice. I think that's what they call it. The light grape juice from kedem. It's a big tumult if you can use that. If you can make, first of all, if you make bar piya gofen on it, and whether you can use, and then memela, whether you can use it for kiddush and avdola.
So how do they make
So
it?
there are those that there are. I think on the bottle they pluskin that you make a gofen.
Right.
Right? I said it on the bottle. We have one here. But
Asking from a bottle?
they no, I think they quote a rabbi there.
Kosher pesel the kiddush
There you go, okay.
avakaisis shkafis. I can't read it. Of course, they're going to
That,
say that.
yeah, well,
Tiny glove, right?
then they wouldn't make it if they, that doesn't mean everybody has to agree. Salem, right, Salem does it. But it also is under OU.
Oh, you and it's kosher.
It's interesting. It doesn't, right? Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations, that OU?
It's also UP on the front.
Does it say OU?
Yeah, it says OUP, but it doesn't say that it doesn't say that it's kosher kiddush
Right.
on
So
OU.
I think the OU, I think Rabbi Belsky, Zecharo Lecha, was not so pro, but don't quote me on that. I think he was not so pro. Fine. Dalet, kishem shel pasim kava lo poter kol minei machol, just like when you make a bracha on bread, then you don't make brachas on any other food. Kach hayayin kaveh asatzmi lishtois, if he's kaveh himself to drink wine, poter shar mashkim bracha rishonim bracha achronim, that you don't make a bracha on any other drinks either. Right? V'dafka, but only dafkim hamashkim hayu b'sha. That's only if the drinks were in front of you when you made a bracha on the wine. It was in your das lishtos to drink that drink. But if the water, let's say the soda, wasn't in front of you, and you didn't have a das on them, that's a suffix whether you have to make a bracha on them or not. All right. So then. Alkain le yimna so atzmai, again he says don't drink things. Alkain yimna so atzmai him ad la achash yivarach bracha achrayna al yayin, make a bracha achrayna on the wine, and then you definitely have to make a new bracha rishayna. Aishi yivarach al ezer davar meichel shakol, or have make a shakol on a drink. Yichav and lifter gamma samashkin, and you should have kavana to pater the liquid too, and then you're okay. So this comes up by a kiddush a lot. So you have kiddush. And then you want to go have soda. So does the kiddush bar priya gofen, if you don't drink the kiddush, which most people don't by kiddush, because you have some guy across the room yelling out a kiddush. So if you don't drink the wine, then that's really not simple. So you should for sure make a shakol on food and have it in mind for all the drinks that you're gonna have. I think, right? I think that would, I mean, that's for sure the best eitzah, right?
You can drink from the Kiddush wine
If,
anyway,
or even if
is
you have some, but if you didn't have a shear, but now I'm not remembering. If you didn't have a shear of a revius, so is that enough? Is that enough or not? So I'm not sure. I'm not
that would be
sure.
the same in your house. If you make kiddush for your family before, not for the meal, but you make kiddush just when you come home from shul.
Yeah, but you would have a shear.
No, I have a shear, but nobody else drinks from it.
Oh yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah,
That's what I'm
100%.
saying. If I drink from it and nobody else drinks from it, so they have to make a bracha on the
I'm not saying
drinks.
I don't remember, but I don't. I think the safer bet would be, I'll have to check, believe it or not, I hope I remember. The safer bet would be to make a shahakol on something else, herring. But then you have the question of, you eat the herring with a cracker. Are you making a bracha on the herring, right? That's Iker and Tuffle. We'll get to that anyway. But
I got you need to drink a share of grape juice by Shabbos day.
you need to drink at least a cheekful.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Somebody has to drink.
Can
Now,
I go
you
with
don't
them?
necessarily have to drink enough to make a bracha achrayna. That you don't have to do.
Anyone does, anyone could do it. Doesn't have to be the one doing Kiddush.
Same as any other kiddush, which is it should it's pre
It
should
is.
preferably be the person who makes the kiddush. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, im lo kavas right? So if he wasn't kaveh himself, see, that's really I should have waited till we read this paragraph. If he was not kaveh himself to drink wine, el shasa derech harai, meaning he wasn't he was at a bar. I know a bar might be a kavias, I don't know. Meaning you were just how do you say it?
Is that like you're making kiddush for someone in your family, like the third time that you made kiddush?
I don't know, because maybe he's sitting at the table is considered a kvius. Right? So okay, whatever it is, I don't know exactly how you define arai. But you're doing it in a not in a sitting down to drink. And you also didn't have das to drink anything else. Then you for sure have to go make a bracha rishayna. You have a suffix on the bracha, whether it's potter with ala gefen she yivarach ala yayin, aloi or not. Al kein yesh lechol is a pri. So what you should do is have a fruit she yivarach achra bayir nefashis rabois lifter gamas a mashkin to also potter the mashkin. Right, like this, you'll make a ala gefen, and then you'll also make a you'll make a bayir nefashis, and then you cover it. You cover it all the way around. But the question is, what's the case if he had it in mind, but the drinks weren't there? No, that wouldn't be, that for sure would be okay, right? Yes. So what was the yeah, okay, whatever it is, that's the din of the having the wine. Okay, will we continue tomorrow? We say up till hey or vav?
It's including Bob, I think. Yeah.
Vav?
Well.
Okay, let's say Hamakadosh al yayin. Somebody has made kiddush on wine. V'dait the lishtus yayin saraf a coffee, and after the wine, he plans on having schnapps or coffee. Yesh safik im niftur b'bracha shal yayin alay. There's a safik whether that makes him putter on the yayin. Right? Now, what's the shaila? The shaila is making kiddush considered making a kfiyas on wine? Meaning, you're not the reason why you're drinking the wine, at least by me for sure. I'm not drinking the wine because I like the wine. I'm drinking the wine because I have to have the wine for kiddush. Then the shaila is that enough to make you potter? So that's so the yesh safik im niftar bracha shal yayin aloy al kein yesh lechaven shaloy lepotrum. What you should do is have in mind specifically, not that you're not being yotze, your chiyuv to make a bracha shakol. Vav pi kein yivarach al ma'at tzuker, but then what you should do is make at least a bracha on some sugar, shakol, lifter gamas amashkin, to be matred. So he's being very machmir. He's saying that if you don't like wine or whatever, you're not sitting down to drink wine, and you're just having wine for kiddush, so it's a big shaila whether it paters the other drinks. So what are you going to do? He's saying, have in mind that it doesn't pater the drinks. But he's saying, but that's not enough for you to now go make a bracha on the other drinks. Right? So what should you do? You should then take a, you should take a, make a bracha shakol on some sugar, and then that's enough. Right? And but the, he does, the Mishnah Berurah does say that if you have a shear by kiddush, then and then you'll be okay. Right? Then for sure you're gonna be potter. I mean, don't but you have to have that anyways to be yotze the kiddush. Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's somebody other than the Mekadosh. But he says it has to be in front of you. In order to be yaitza with that, then the wine has to be the other drinks have to be in front of you. Yeah. Okay, we will stop over there. And Olam should have a fine night.
Thank you.
And Besuras Tavis. Kazan.
You're about to go in there?